the kind of organization like that.
No, more than a deacon. He was a deacon of the church.
Deacon
of the
church. Do you know anything about his people, where they were from?
Newburn, Tennessee.
His parents were from Newburn.
He was reared up there, and I guess they were too.
Do you know anything about his grandparents or any of his ancestors, where they were from?
But his brothers, I've seen three of his brothers.
How big was his family? How big was his family?
Oh, his mother said she was the mother of 13 children, but now they, a lot of them are dead, you see, I didn't know anything about them.
That's
fair enough to say she was the mother of 13.
Is that right? Have you done much traveling around Tennessee?
Oh, I've been to a few places. I've been to Memphis. I haven't been way off traveling anywhere.
Have you been to any other of the big cities in Tennessee besides Memphis?
No big city, Halls, Ripley, or something like that. I haven't been in big traveling like in Kansas City or something like that. I haven't been there. And I've got a sister there I'd like to go, but I'm too feeble to go now.
Well, have you been to any of the other southern states? Any of the states right around Tennessee? Mississippi or Kentucky.
Arkansas.
You been to Arkansas?
I don't know.
Have you ever been to my home state? You ever been to my home state?
Where's your home state?
Alabama. Never been to Alabama. What's about the farthest place you've traveled to?
That's the first I've been.
Kansas City.
Also in Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas.
I haven't been to Kansas City. I wish I could go. But I have a sister in Kansas City and a brother in New Mexico, but I can't go there. If I had the money, I don't have the help.
Have they ever come here to visit you?
Oh. My sister was here last Easter, but I haven't seen my brother since 50.
Is that right? Do you remember anything about the house that you were raised in? What it was like?
Oh, you know, we lived in shacks all our lives, like this one now. It's pouring down rain there on me.
Right?
I told my landlord I was paying rent the other day. He says, thank you. I said, you're not welcome, because you're still letting it rain on me. You see the rain down. He said, well, I'm going to fix it.
You know, I had the very same thing happen to me in the place that I was living in Tuscaloosa when I was going to school these past few months. It was a kind of plaster ceiling, and there was a place up on the roof, apparently, where the water got in, and it dripped through, you know,
sure.
And it had this open place. It wasn't quite as bad as that. But you could just, the water just start coming down in the stream.
Sure.
You have to put a garbage can.
Well, if he don't fix that, that whole size comes down. On Sunday morning, I was going to church, and that roof in there was just like this one. They just come down on the table. The whole roof just come down on the table. So I called Miss Ippy and Miss Bavois on this place at that time. And called and told my roof to fail. She said, what do you want me to do about it? I said, yeah, you can't do anything today. Today is Sunday, but I can tell you the law will fail. And so then she paid wood, put up that in and painted. But that whole flower's coming down there if you don't soon fix it.
Would you remember how many rooms the house had that you were born in?